For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri health officials say nearly 25% of the state's residents have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The health department's COVID-19 dashboard reported yesterday that 1.5 million Missourians have begun the vaccination process and 902,026 are fully vaccinated. One of the highest vaccination rates is in Joplin, where officials say more than 31% of the city's 51,000 received at least one shot. Health Department Director Ryan Talkin credits the city's high rate to having two large hospitals combined with healthcare groups that work well together to share available vaccines. The Missouri House gave initial approval yesterday to its version of the state's $34 billion budget. As expected, funding for the voter-approved initiative to expand Medicaid was not included in the spending plan. Instead, Republicans are poised to use the roughly $100 million for other state programs. Despite the state's healthy flow of cash from the federal stimulus package, Republicans say Medicaid expansion is a long-term expense the state can't afford. Democrats say with the 90-10 federal match, expansion will be good for the state's economy. Plus, voters already approved it. Democrats are hopeful the Senate will add funding for expansion back into the budget when the House passes it over on Thursday. However, Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo from Independence says, quote, time will tell, but, quote, don't count on it. Vice President Kamala Harris says the decision to open up a mass vaccination center in downtown St. Louis will help make the COVID-19 vaccine more available to those who need it. Jason Rosenbaum spoke with Harris about the Biden administration's vaccination plan.
The America Center Convention Complex will soon be able to administer 3,000 shots a day, 7 days a week. Harris told St. Louis Public Radio that this should deter St. Louis area residents who are just becoming eligible for the vaccine from traveling to rural Missouri.
Really, our real push right now is just to urge everyone who can get vaccinated, who is up to get vaccinated, that you do get vaccinated.
Harris is confident that the Biden administration can combat vaccine hesitancy, including among Republicans.
Trust the public health professionals, trust the doctors, trust the scientists.
The America Center vaccine site is set to open on April 7th. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Mike Parson has issued 17 more pardons and commuted the sentence of one person. The governor's office announced the move yesterday, but said it would provide details after the families of those involved are notified. The announcement is part of Parson's effort to reduce a backlog of thousands of clemency requests he inherited when he became governor in 2018. The governor has previously issued other pardons and commutations in February and December. The governor's office says he has reduced pending clemency requests to 3,250 from nearly 3,700 in December. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.